Welcome to the List Verse Podcast. Our almost 5 million web readers enjoy our lists that intrigue and educate, specializing in the bizarre and lesser-known trivia. Every day, we present a new unique list in any one of our 14 categories, from art to science, on our website, listverse.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's dive into today's List Verse Podcast.
The top 10 incredible recordings. Before I start on this list, I feel I should advise that a couple of the items here are quite horrific, and I would recommend that those who are weak of heart or who have a nervous disposition take your meds. These items are not in any particular order, as it is very difficult to rate their historical importance versus the just plain weird value. Enjoy. Number 1. Alessandro Moreschi, the only recorded true castrato. The castrati were men who were forcibly castrated at an early age in order to ensure that they would not experience the hormonal changes of puberty that led to the lowering of the male voice. This meant that as adult men, they sang like a modern soprano. They retained their boy soprano voices. After the Catholic Church ensured that all nations banned the practice, Pope Leo VIII took the remaining castrati into the care of the Sistine Chapel Choir to guarantee them a quiet life. At the time, they had become the subject of ridicule. Moreschi is the only castrato to be recorded solo. In this recording, he is over 50 years old and had lost much of the quality of his voice. Nevertheless, the resulting recording is incredibly eerie. You can read more about Moreschi and castrati in general at the Kajits article, Castrati, Castrated for the Love of Music, at Kajits.com. That's Kogitz.com. Number 2, Madhu Rubin, Stratospheric Coloratura. This amazing French singer has one of the highest recorded notes in classical music. You must listen to the whole song. The last note is unbelievable. Put your crystal in a safe place. I've done some research, and various sources give her highest note as either a B above top C or a D above top C, which, if I recall my theory classes correctly, would be B7 and D7 respectively. This is the last octave on a classical piano and is only 3 octaves lower than a G10, a dog whistle pitch, the point at which humans can no longer hear the note. The highest recorded singer is Georgia Brown, who is reported by the Guinness Book of World Records to have reached G10.
Thank you.
Number 3, Florence Foster Jenkins, the world's worst singer. Believe it or not, Florence managed, despite being famously awful, to sell out an entire concert at Carnegie Hall. She had many admirers, among them Enrico Caruso. This has to be heard to be believed. As a particular point of interest, after she recorded this song, she told the sound engineer that no second try was necessary, as it was perfect. Listen for yourself. She is singing Queen of the Night by Mozart, incidentally. Number 4. Pope Leo VIII, the first recorded pope. In 1903, Pope Leo VIII, the patron of Moresky, was the first pope in history to be recorded. He was the 256th pope and reigned from 1878 until 1903, and is probably most famous as the pope who declared Anglican religious orders invalid. He said Anglican priests and bishops are laymen. He also strongly promoted the study of the Bible in the home and was known as the Pope of the People. In this recording, he chants the Ave Maria.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui Jesus. Santa Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen.
Number 5. Lord Haw Haw, William Joyce. William Joyce, or Lord Haw Haw, as he's more well known, was a fascist politician who worked for the Nazis during the war as a propagandist. His distinctly posh English accent is the cause of him receiving his mocking nickname. Joyce broadcast propaganda from radio stations in Berlin, Hamburg, and Luxembourg. Whilst it was not illegal to listen to his broadcasts in England, it was frowned upon. Nevertheless, his recordings were very popular with the public as a source of amusement. He became a hated and ridiculed figure. He escaped after the war, but an English soldier overheard him talking at a cafe and recognized his voice. He was arrested and executed for treason. This recording is a snippet of one of his propaganda broadcasts, and it begins with his signature,
Germany calling, Germany calling, Germany calling. Here are the Reichsender ambush, Station Bremen and Station DXB on the 31-meter bend. You are about to hear our news in English.
The British Ministry of Misinformation has been conducting a systematic campaign of frightening British women and girls about the danger of being injured by splinters from German bombs.
The women have reacted to these suggestions and alarms by requesting their milliners to shape the spring and summer hats out of very thin tin plate, which is covered with silk, velvet, or other draping material.
Number 6. Number stations. Number stations, shortwave radio stations of an unknown origin, have been reported since World War I and continue to this day. No one knows what their reason is, though many people suspect they are coded messages used for espionage, though no country has admitted this. The broadcasts are usually a female voice, though male voices have been heard, and they generally broadcast streams of numbers, words, or letters. They're sometimes apparently random and other times organized. In the 90s, amateur radio enthusiasts tracked the source of one number station to a U.S. military base. The FCC refused to comment. Number 7. Florence Nightingale. Florence Nightingale was the first person to recognize that hygiene and food were important in the care of patients. Up until her time, hospitals did not worry about hygienic conditions. She's considered to be the mother of modern nursing. She lived from 1820 to 1910. She's also sometimes referred to as the Lady of the Lamp. This recording is one of three she made in 1890 to people she had known during her work in the war effort.
As Florence Nightingale House, London, to Guy the Persia, 1890. When I am no longer even a memory, just and day, I hope my voice may perpetuate the great work of my life. God bless my dear old comrades of Balaclava and bring them safe to shore.
Number 8. Russian Exorcism. Exorcism is the ritual used by the Roman Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church to cast devils out of a possessed person. Throughout this Russian exorcism, you can hear the voice of the priest reciting the prayers of the ritual, while the afflicted, I cannot tell if it's male or female person, screams in a variety of voices. It is quite horrifying to listen to, and I would not advise it for people who have a nervous disposition. You can find more audio, videos, and images of exorcisms on our sister site, www.kajits.com. Number 9. Jonestown, the last 30 minutes. Jim Jones was the American founder of the People's Temple Group, The group became infamous after the November 18, 1978 mass suicide murder in Guyana, where the group had moved after rising tensions in the USA. 909 people drank cyanide after Jim Jones ordered his men to kill visiting Congressman Leo Ryan and numerous members of his entourage. In this horrifying recording, you hear the last 30 to 45 minutes of Jones directing his followers to poison their children and themselves. At one point, one of the female voices on the tape is heard to say, "It's okay, they aren't crying because of pain, it's just because of the bitter taste." Some of the bodies found had died of forced cyanide injection or gunshots. Jones was found dead of a gunshot wound to the head. Discretion is advised in listening to this recording. If the recording piques your interest, I would recommend buying the excellent documentary on the tragedy called Jonestown, The Life and Death of People's Temple.
I'm glad you're my brothers and sisters, and I'm glad to be here. Okay.
Please, for God's sakes, let's get on with it. We've lived as no other people have lived and loved. We've had as much of this world as you're going to get. Let's just be done with it. Let's be done with the agony of it. It's far, far harder to have to watch you every day die slowly. And from the time you're a child to the time you get gray, you're dying. It's honest, and I'm sure that they'll pay for it. They'll pay for it. This is a revolutionary suicide. This is not a self-destructive suicide. So they'll pay for this. They brought this upon us. And they'll pay for that. I leave that destiny to them. Wants to go with their child has a right to go with their child. I think it's humane. I want to see you go, though. They can take me and do with me whatever they want to do. I want to see you go. I don't want to see you go through this hell no more. No more, no more, no more.
Number 10. First recording on a phonograph. Frank Lambert was a French-American inventor. Lambert was born in Lyon, France, and then moved to the United States in 1876 and became a citizen in 1893. Lambert is currently in the Guinness Book of World Records for the oldest playable recording on a machine called the phonograph. Lambert was also famous for inventing the modern typewriter. This is the first recording of a human voice in history from 1878. Number 11, The Sounds of Hell. Okay, I know this is a top 10 list, but there has been so much demand to add the Sounds of Hell recording that I have added it. The background is this. A group of Russian scientists were digging in Siberia when their drill started spinning wildly, usually indicative of hitting a pocket of air. They lowered microphones into the hole. Apparently, this is normal, as the sounds can help to determine what the physiological makeup is of the area they have drilled to. When they listened to the resulting recording, it appeared to be sounds coming straight from hell. This is, in fact, a hoax. It has gained great popularity on the internet and does have some basis in fact, but the bit about hell is, well, not true. Read the Wikipedia article for more information. Here are the sounds.
If you love our List Verse podcast, tell a friend and subscribe now. And you're really going to love our book, The Ultimate Book of Top 10 Lists. Order it now via our website, listverse.com.